guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason, me. And we're here with Thomas, and we are talking about why introverts should stop avoiding in dating and relationships. And this can relate to, and even in life, really, it can relate to like expressing feelings. It can relate to avoiding conflict too much. It can avoid to rejection and all those things. So let's talk about some dating issues first, okay? So sometimes, because I'm doing these videos for my friends of mine, I have friends of mine that are introverts that struggle. One of my best friends is like a 60% introvert, she says. And then I'm a 40% introvert, so I kind of understand the whole introvert mentality a bit. And then one of my guy friends slash assistants from Morocco, he's a 80% introvert, and he was telling me that for him, relationships are really hard, and he said he doesn't have emotional intelligence, and it's hard for him, and things like that. So this is just to be encouraging and bring some insight for you people or whoever, you know. I mean, obviously, take it as it applies, you know. Some introverts don't struggle with these things, and some do, you know, so it depends on the person. So dating issues, let's talk about rejection. So you said some guys just cannot handle, like, any rejection, right?
Oh, yeah, I know quite a few guys that can't accept rejection, and a lot of times they don't know how they come off.
Yeah.
Or they don't have that that people person.
Yeah.
Personality, you know, sometimes you just be you, you know, and they'll realize how easy it is to, if you see somebody you like, it shouldn't be hard, you know, because if you want it bad enough, you know, you wouldn't let nothing get in the way of that, you know.
I think also what happens, especially like if you're a handsome, shy guy, it's harder in a sense because you're so used to having girls drool all over you. And then when you meet the girl that hits your mojo on all levels and makes your heart thump, and she's not like chasing after you because she actually has standards and morals, you're like, I don't know what to do. I've never been rejected. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true.
They're like, I don't know what to do.
I've never looked at it that way.
I've never been through this, so I don't know how to handle this, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, how would you advise a guy that's going through that, possibly?
Well,
that's tough, in a sense.
It's more of a, to me, it's more of a mental thing. What am I doing wrong? How many times it happened to you where you are defeated? Some people are just defeated.
Yeah.
They just give up, you know? And if you really care, I don't care how many times I've been rejected. I still want enough of fire in there to keep going.
Yeah.
And just watch other guys that actually are good at it. You know, you hear, you know, like, so this is one of my lines. I love this line. It's in the movie, Notorious B.I.G. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah.
He goes into little venue club setting.
Yeah.
And he see a girl that he likes. He said, "Hey, who's that pretty girl right there?" And it was a mirror right there, and she looked in the mirror and it was her. I was like, "Oh, that's cool." I said, that's a real cool looking line right there.
That's funny.
You make sure you get the you got the old one where you come up to a girl, you know, Angel, "Hey, an angel must be missing." I mean, you know that saying,
yeah.
Heaven must be missing an angel, you know.
Yeah, that's
you, you know.
See, I don't really fully fall for those lines.
No, I'm just using small examples.
Right, small examples. Yeah,
little
yeah.
things that you
so, you if, help build
if,
your
if
confidence.
You care, yeah, build your confidence.
Yeah, build confidence.
And then another thing too, how you care about yourself, how you keep yourself up. You know, I ain't trying to say you got to be all this, and this. You know, keep yourself up. Keep the personal hygiene up. You know, sometimes...
Yeah, check your body odor.
Yeah, sometimes you might be blowing some, you know...
Yeah.
And every time you approach a female, they'd be like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, even the guys that, like, the ones that have girls drooling all over them, but they're like, I don't want that girl. I want the girl that's not asking me out. So how do you do that? How do you overcome that? Any recommendations for them?
One of my moves is I'll try to be in your presence a lot, Yeah. Not act like I'm not interested.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be nice to you.
Like a friend first, kind
of? Yeah. Number one, well, guys, females too.
Yeah.
A lot of us don't know how to talk about small talk.
Yeah.
Jokes. You ever heard of the joke of the deaf guy?
Mm-mm.
Neither did he. You know, little things like that. You just don't know how to just be yourself and just, hey, it's easy. Look, if I see you, I'm a cut to the chases. Hey, Anna.
Yeah.
Would you like to get some coffee?
Yeah.
And then we see where it go from there. And if it don't go, if it don't go anywhere, then it don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But you made that move. You made that step.
Right, the first step, yeah.
But don't give up.
Yeah.
But don't be too like
pushy or aggressive. Because then you push away the nice girl that'll treat you good. That's not what you guys want, or any, even on the other side, you know, woman or whatever person. Because if you come across too needy or desperate, then that's a turn off. Because I always tell people, like, there's more to life than relationship. That's why if we have a high divorce rate, is people sometimes cling to on to having find their love and relationship marriage, but then that's why people grow apart. And things like that. Personally, that's my theory of why open marriages happened.
Yeah.
Because people grew apart and they're just denying dealing with it or getting divorced. So they just claim open marriage to avoid dealing with the real issue.
Well, some guys used to get kind of jealous of me because they said, well, y'all, that girl's talking to you. I said, because I don't flirt with them like that.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I talk to them about things of substance.
Yeah.
And mean what I mean by of substance. So how's your day going so far?
Yeah.
You know, and then as you get to know each other, just little important things that you should know as a person in life. I think you should know a basis of a variety of things.
Yeah.
And so when you start talking about that, and that's kind of attractive, and they see they're not look see me like just. Staring at you like this.
Some
men just can't help themselves. They be like,
well, that to me shows that you're perverted.
Yeah.
You're not normal.
If you can't talk to some, like I gave you an example about the joke. You give me a good joke. Yeah. Make me laugh.
Well, I love joking around and being silly. And so, like, the next guy I date, I'm taking my time with because I want to know that we can be friends.
Right.
Because it's like, I want someone that I'm going to have fun with. I want him to be a part of my business. In any way, even if he doesn't want to be on camera, he could be in the background, you know, like just to be a part of it. Because I'm a goofy, silly person, as you can tell. And it's like he has to be able to handle that. He has to be able to like my humor and joke around with me and things like that. And if he doesn't like it, then why are we a couple?
Right.
Like, you know, so.
And this is like if you're just like, you're a pretty lady such as yourself.
Yeah.
If you're looking really nice and what you got on.
Yeah.
And I got to know you enough. I can't be a stranger.
If you're dating and things like that, that's appropriate, obviously, because you want to flirt with each other. Yeah.
And you don't have to do like a whole lot. It can be that one. It can be.
On date night or something.
It can be that one little thing you could say and it'll just.
Yeah.
Blow up, you know?
Yeah. A lot of things with rejection, guys, is confidence building, too. Like, I was just giving some confidence building to one of my gal friends. She's not used to the online dating experience, and or even just meeting people online. And I told her, I was giving her some feedback and suggestions. And for her, it's funny because I joke with her. I was like, you know what we do? I need a guy like you, and you need a guy like me, because we're seriously perfect. Like, it's funny because she's introverted in many ways, but then at the same time, when it comes to travel and socializing with me, she's extroverted. So it's like, it's funny because I told her, with me, you're like, you know.
Yeah.
And then, but we make a really good balance because she's like, you know. And also, guys, whoever is watching who's an introvert, you know, like, don't be too envious of us extroverts, because there's a lot of extroverts that fail at relationships too. So, like, you know, and it's about confidence building and communicating. So, okay, so when it comes to expressing your feelings, so I had this issue with a couple exes where they would completely avoid, and it was driving me absolutely crazy. Like, it drove me absolutely nuts, and that made things worse. And even after I, like, got them to open up, it got better, but then it was just like, dude, like, I can't fix you. And that's the problem with sometimes introverts is that they rely too much on their other half.
Yeah.
Like codependency to like fix them.
Yeah.
And I used to, you know, got in arguments with an ex about it. And I'm like, well, dude, like, I'm like, I can't, like, to put me in that position to fix you is not fair. Well, and that's putting a lot of pressure on me. And that's exhausting me.
Me and my wife, we just talk about this. We don't talk about this a lot anymore. We just, we just talk about it when I we first started dating and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We got to, both of us got to take both our strong points and put them together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I always like to use my hands.
Yeah.
And here's how me and you're going to bond. See these right here?
Right.
These are gaps.
I think this is a symbol of that.
Yeah, like, these are gaps.
In a way.
So when you combine them together, and bam, you got a nice fit.
Yeah, nice blend.
Because you fit in the gaps.
Yeah, that's
you're
true.
You fit in the gaps with each other. So when you do that, that's what it's. You know what gives you a good bond.
Yeah.
So you stick to your strong points, and you want your mate to stick to their strong points.
Oh yeah.
And that's how
we're
gonna be strong as a team.
Oh yeah.
You
oh,
know.
Yeah.
So if you're just like, You know.
Yeah.
You know, but you gotta have it. It's a quality of life though. If you want that quality of life, you don't want to be. You know, you always want to, like I tell my daughter, speaking from a principal standpoint.
Yeah.
I tell my daughter, uh-oh, there's a spider.
Oh, Jesus.
I got it.
Okay.
And,
everyone's going to be thinking Anna Marie's very jumpy. Yeah, I am.
I used to tell my daughter, I said, honey, principal speaking, you don't want to be too cheap, just follow the principle.
Right, too cheap.
Or too expensive.
Yeah.
You want to stay quality.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Now I ain't saying every now and then you don't want to, you know, try and show somebody that you like them and you ain't nothing wrong with going all out in a roundabout way. Not too much. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to act too perverted.
Yeah,
you know?
Then you just think people. Right. Then people think you have nothing more than just.
Right.
You have nothing else to offer other than just focus on, you know.
I had a buddy like that. He see a girl with some big old, big old breasts. This is how they say.
Oh, geez.
He'd be like, you know.
That's
perverted. Yeah.
My brothers would be like having a fit. He's not getting enough attention. Is he single?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's single now.
That's why. Yeah. That's why I'm doing my job the way it is. So when it comes to expressing, I don't know, when it comes to expressing guys, it's all about confidence, I think. A lot of it's confidence and it's also about skill. Like, I'm not, even though I'm pretty good at expressing myself, I still have my moments just like everyone else, you know? Mm-hmm. And I get feedback from people that, you know, are not me to ask them, what's your perception of what I said? You know, that kind of thing. But I've developed these skills a lot over time. Oh, a good thing you guys introverts can do is join like a public speaking club or something to help you, like, you know, or join some social events. And seriously, get around extroverts. I know it's hard for some of you introverts because it can be like exhausting for you to be around people sometimes. But if you find the key is to find an extrovert that's not crazy extrovert where they exhaust you, then we're like middle extroverts. So that way. But it gets you out of your comfort zone, and they can kind of teach you to express yourself better.
Right. You should watch Hitch.
Hitch is good. Hitch movie is good.
And at the end, he said, so what are the principles of getting that one you love? And he turned around. He said, there isn't any.
It kind of just go with it. You kinda just kind of go with it.
So you kind of fall in that category. You're just trying to give people a push.
Sometimes
you just need that push. You're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and it was funny because he was telling her all the things that he shouldn't do, and then she fell for the big guy just when he was being goofy and silly. And he was like, so you didn't do that? He's like, no. Well, it was adorable. I loved it. It was so fun.
I love that. Yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. I always cry when I watch it. I'm like, ah! I'm such a sap. And then, let's see, if you have a big crush on a girl or a guy or whatever, and then, you know, remember, guys, if you don't say anything, how can the other person know how you feel? They just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they just don't. And then you, like, regret it, you know what I mean? Because you didn't say anything. So you introverts need to learn to express yourself better. You really do. Because I worry about you guys. Studies actually show that introverts actually are, I read articles somewhere, that are higher risk for depression, anxiety, because they have a tendency to bottle things up. Yeah. And I used to do this. I've gotten a lot better than I used to, but I used to do this too, so I understand it. And then, so I worry about you guys. So get into journaling, you know, try to talk to a friend that you feel comfortable to talk to about these issues, you know, to help you express yourself better. You know, if you're dating in relationships, because that can really, jeopardize your mm-hmm. relationships, mm-hmm. you know, because you just never know. And we were talking about this earlier, like, how bad do you want to get better? Do mm-hmm. you want to get better? Mm-hmm. Do you, like, why give up so easily when you can get better? And that's my quote in my videos a lot, is why stay stuck when you can get better? You right. know, and there's always right. a continuous right. work in progress. Even if you developed your skills even better, there's always room for improvement.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I yeah. said in one of our other videos, you have to get hope and stare it right in the face, because there's always hope for being whatever it may be, you know. But just from a principal standpoint, but we're talking about introverts, you know. You see it. And sometimes I like the words can't express.
Yeah, I think it's true. Like, words can't express love, I think.
Because when you see it, you just
feel it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know.
Well, how did you know when you loved your wife? That's a good question, actually, for people.
It was a push, because...
Was it, like, pretty soon? Was it pretty quick, or...?
It was quick.
It's pretty quick? Yeah. Within, like, a month, or...?
3 months.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
3 months. We just, next thing you know, we're talking unconsciously, like, yeah. where are we going to live?
Yeah. What's the plan for the future?
Yeah, I was like, I just said that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
sometimes
words can express, sometimes it just happens, you know?
Yeah, I think when it probably just naturally goes with the flow.
Right.
You know? And I think a lot of people struggle with, especially probably introverts, more extroverts, and bouncing back, is that they thought that the person was the one from before when we're young and mm-hmm. kind of naive and stupid. Mm-hmm. And then when you get older and more life experience, you're like, well, I realized that wasn't the one for me. Actually, this is the one for me, because mm-hmm. I was young and naive and mm-hmm. inexperienced. So mm-hmm. that's where I think we have to be careful, I think, because there's people like you who are obviously in love and stuff like that. And then people think, well, I want that too, so I want to push it and force it
to
happen. But then it's like, but that didn't happen at the right time, because you weren't ready yet. You weren't mature.
Right.
You didn't have the life experience that you know now mm-hmm. of, like, what is the best choices to have. Mm-hmm. Because did you think your second wife was the one? I'm just curious. Like, how would you compare?
My second wife.
I just flowed there.
My second wife, she's... We come from the same culture. Come from a very poor neighborhood, all black neighborhood, and we just clicked.
Yeah.
But when you're not, she just was not that female that was calm under pressure.
Okay.
And that's when you are with a person long enough, and then heat get turned up.
Yeah.
And then that's when all hell break loose. And so she just wasn't really. I mean, sometimes you love somebody, but you don't know how to love them.
Yes. Yeah. You can love someone, but you don't know how to love. Mm-hmm. And that's why I encourage people to, why stay stuck when you can get better. There's a difference between loving somebody and knowing how
to
love
somebody. Yeah, exactly.
You know.
So.
Because there's a lot of people that don't feel loved in this world.
Right. Well, yeah.
And there's a reason for that.
Well, you know, sometimes you get all of the signs in the world that you are doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, like I just said earlier, you are defeated and you just stop.
Yeah.
And you avoid, you know, a lot of stuff. Reason I say you shouldn't be that is because you get, use another principle. If I want to fight with you, I want to see what kind of fight you have, you know?
Yeah.
And that just training the relationship. And next thing you know, you're...
Right.
You know, it's like a sparring match.
Yeah.
It's a sparring match. That's... You know, but if you quit, you're not really giving yourself a challenge.
Well, you're not even also giving yourself a chance.
Yeah,
too.
A chance, you know, yeah. Stuff like that. So, like I said, you know, I really love that example in Hitch.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
If there are any principles, no.
And it's hard to know. It's hard to know until you get there. But you can't force things. You really can't force things. It's just a natural go in the flow.
You know, it's like a kid, too. Here's what's so phenomenal about a kid.
Yeah.
They're adventurous.
Yeah. I feel like as adults, adults lose sight of being adventurous.
Adventurous. And so...
That's the good thing about me, actually. I've never lost sight of that.
Yeah, yeah. Little kids are adventurous. So when I see little kids, I just light up, you know, because us as adults, we're like...
Well, adults, like, I think just real life gets sucked out of us sometimes, and then we forget to be adventurous.
Mm-hmm. And and that's how you should be to prevent yourself from being an introvert, you know.
Yeah.
Try to remember that principle of when you were a kid, how you was like, you know.
Yeah.
And you saw something you always, yeah.
Well, some kids, they just are so introverted too, where they, you know. Mm-hmm. But basically, like, learn from your mistakes. Too much of anything is not good. Being too extroverted and impulsive and talking too much is not good. And I used to be like that. I used to talk a lot. And now I still talk, but I'm now, like, more controlled, where I'm willing to, like, listen to people better. And then too introverted is not good either, because then you bottle things up too much, and then you can explode or oppress yourself or... You know, just give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Give yourself some compassion, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. Listen to me, you guys. Get some journals or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, so that's it. Please like, subscribe, and comment below, please. Hopefully this video was helpful to you. There'll be lots more to come. My introvert friends are requesting me to do some introvert series and videos, which I'll be getting to more later for y'all. And why stay stuck and make me a better member? There's always a continuous work in progress. Okie dokie. And all right, and that's it. Okay, have a good day. Good night, people. Okay, bye.